Alleluia. Hare Krishna. Welcome to this morning session. Also, our steadily increasing internet audience. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We just had a discussion, by the way. Next time we will have a proper internet camera. This is only the eye of a frog, which is there in the computer and gives you a frog's perspective of the whole thing. So we are very grateful that you stay with us despite the technical austerity, I would say. This is not as good as a Hollywood movie. But we here in the audience are very much of the opinion that we get much more than from any movie, because we start to repair the television screen of our heart, where we are able to receive the ultimate flow of the divine pastimes of Lord Krishna. That is what we ultimately wish to repair. The Kirtan retreat is really an effort to repair something which is broken, to repair the ability to receive Krishna in the heart. Today we will have the morning session entirely dedicated to the subject which was discussed in the Bhagavatam lecture. The subject was the power of good association, because what we wish to get, the prema dana, the wealth of love for Krishna, is in the hearts of the pure devotees, and it is from there that this gift of love will come to us. So we will discuss about this. We will have a meditation. Hope I brought everything. Yes, we will have a meditation about welcoming in our spiritual master in our heart. It's a very deep, deep thing which we will do during this Kirtan session. But I would like to start with singing with all of you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, please chant louder. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Louder.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Louder, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you.
everybody, please. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Once again, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare morning class, we concentrated a little bit on the question, where can we find genuine feelings for Krishna? Krishna consciousness has been described to be Krishna Bhavanamrita, the nectar amrita of bhava. Bhava means a mood, feeling, state of mind or state of consciousness, an inner disposition, all of this and much more is in the word bhava. Now, the answer to this question was, we can find the bhava in the heart of the devotees. In the Mahabharata is this famous shloka which says, the real truth of all religions can be found in the goof. Goof means cave of the devotees, of the Mahatmas. Tako pratishtat shrutayo vibhino. It cannot be found in logical arguments. It cannot be found even in the Shruti scriptures. No. The truth of a religious experience is there in the heart of the devotees. And the word which is given there is gupta. It's a goof. Goof means, is a Hindi word, or gupa means a cave. A cave indicates that something is hidden. Something is a little secret. When we say, the treasure is in the cave. We understand. Well, first we have to find the cave, and then we have to find the path to the cave, and then we hopefully find the entrance to the cave, and then we find it. With this word, that the truth is hidden in the heart, it's related that this truth is secret, it is confidential, it is rahasya. Rahasya means a deep secret. And the secret of prema dhana, the wealth of love, which is a bhava, a mood, a feeling, a love is like that, a loving emotion, huh? That is the essence that is hidden in the heart of the devotees. Therefore, devotees are often encouraged to not make a public display of their feelings, because it is said, the moment you talk about your love, the love gets destroyed. And the example is given that the moment you take a light out of a wind-protected area, the wind will come and destroy the light, or first disturb the light and then possibly extinguish the light. So the devotees will not make a public show of their feelings, of their wealth. They won't show it around. You have to qualify to, in order to obtain it, in order, you have to also be a confidential servant in order to understand these deep moods of Krishna consciousness. You can only get this by becoming a servant of these great devotees. And we were talking a little bit of different forms of service. It starts with Vani Seva, listening to their instructions and following them, and it really proceeds to doing service to them and their mission. That was a little bit the subject of this morning's class. I would like to bring this now into a practical dimension and a practical meditation in this morning's workshop. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describes what is the root of bhakti. Root means from there everything else comes. The root of a tree means the stem of the tree, the branches, the fruits, the leaves. Everything is based on a strong root. So the strong root of your bhakti, which must be there, is association with advanced devotees. Here's the verse for you. Krishna bhakti janma mula haya sadhu sanga, Krishna prema janma teno puna muktya anga. The root cause of devotional service, bhakti, to Lord Krishna, is association with advanced devotees. Even when one's dormant love for Krishna awakens, you know, when you are already advancing, even then association with devotees is still most essential. Essential means you can't do without it. Something which is essential, the essential element of water, for instance, would be liquidity. Without being liquid, water stops being water. It becomes ice, something else, which you can't drink. So the essence of something is, without that essence, the thing is no longer possible. For instance, the essence of health is good air and foodstuffs. Without good air and foodstuffs, health is not possible. So, advancement in Krishna consciousness means you need to have association. And in Kirtan, we have this association with each other. When we sing Kirtan, the essence of a devotee's nature is immediately visible. I would like to repeat it. In Kirtan, you can immediately see the essence of a devotee. What is he? How far is he? Because the relationship with Krishna forms a devotee's life. And the first relationship which you can have with Krishna is with his name. The first meeting with Krishna is the meeting with his holy name. And when you are careless and negligent, no? In that meeting, it shows that you don't have yet such a high opinion of Krishna. He's not yet so important for you. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's point. The first meeting of the spiritual jiva is with the spiritual names of Krishna. This world otherwise is material. Now, good association is so important that Mahaprabhu kept his early kirtans free from all bad association. You know, there is this story about Srivasangan at the kirtans which took place in the house of Srivas Thakur. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu complained that I do not feel any ecstasy. Why? There must be a disturbing association in this. Not good association, disturbing association. Where is that person who disturbs the atmosphere of the kirtan? Imagine we would stop the kirtan and say, where is the person? You would go, oh, hopefully not me. I was just thinking Maya thoughts. Maybe the kirtan leader understood it. It would throw me out now. Don't worry. So this question was there. And Shivas, who was the host? Host means the one who was in charge of the place. Like here in this Jabba retreat, we sit, we are guests to the Bhaktivedanta College, technically speaking, which is represented by Dina Dayal and Jai Krishna Prabhus and Yadunandan Maharaj and so on. This is a college, Bhaktivedanta College program, which you are enjoying at the moment. So they are responsible for what is happening here, because they are the hosts. We are invited by them, and it's their sacred responsibility. So Shivas Thakur was the host. He was thinking, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is not satisfied. He says there is a disturbing element. Who could it be? He looked everywhere. And then somehow, I don't know, he found his mother-in-law hiding somewhere, maybe behind some baskets, behind some, you know, piles of leaf plates, maybe, you know, at that time they had their plates, their leaf plates. So she was hiding it. And our Mahaprabhu was so disappointed that he went, Shivas Thakur was so disappointed with that there was a disturbance in Gauranga Mahaprabhu's kirtan, whom he hosted in his house, that he could see my stepmother, maybe my stepmother, and that is the mother of my wife, and I need to have some good, acceptable relations with her, otherwise there's hell in my household. But he didn't care. He cared for Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and he grabbed the woman by the hair. No, I want to see. No, it's not allowed. Gauranga Mahaprabhu wants only first-class devotees in here and not spectators. And he pulled her out and... Hare Krishna. Intense. The point here is not a humorous story. The point is, good association is good, bad association is bad. To make it very simple. One should have clear messages. See, when we do kirtan, we share each other's strengths. We gave the example of the kirtan leader lights a flame and we reflect it. And each other's devotional strength comes out through our mouth as we sing and glorify the name. That's why it's so nice to give Harinam retreats, because I'm getting really a lot from you when you sing. It's really wonderful to sit here. So the point then is, if you come to a meeting of Kirtan, you should absorb the devotional mood. Make your head free from the many things which you have to think about during your life, and just become a Schwamm. Schwamm is a German word for a sponge which absorbs the devotional mood of the assembly of the Vaishnavas. Because let us be very clear, we need devotion in order to be devotees. I want to talk very simple these days. We need that. Otherwise we cannot go on in our devotional life. We become ordinary people, or we revert back to our ordinary background as conditioned souls. It is said by Bhaktivinoda Thakur that when you are in kirtans which are done by non-devotees, at best you get anitya sukriti. It means not eternal benefit. It means maybe some rising of your mood. Maybe you become a little peaceful, but the peace will go and your mood will also go. It's called an anitya, a temporary benefit. When you, however, come into the association of practicing devotees and you listen to kirtan there, you will get it's called nitya sukriti, an eternal benefit, or like we say in ISKCON, an eternal investment in your spiritual bank account. Our Radhadesh College will soon offer business courses, I hear, and there you can learn to become a millionaire in 3 months. So Radhadesh College also wants to offer the eternal benefit, because even your millions and your money will leave you one day when you can't even take a needle with you, what to speak of a cent or a euro when you leave this body. It's a temporary benefit. The eternal benefit is an eternal investment in your spiritual life, which happens when you are in kirtan and some anurag is coming in your heart. Anurag means an attachment to Krishna. This is what happens when you are in a bona fide kirtan. You will become free from anattas, and you will feel that you develop some first class attachment, little, but still something for Krishna, the anurag. Take the holy name of Radha and Krishna and mix it with anurag, attachment, and then my greedy tongue, drink and drink and drink incessantly. No? Yes. So, so that kirtans are powerful, it needs, in other words, devotees who have Krishna in their heart. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote, Shuddha Bhakta Anugati Kirtana Hoila Sekana Jaya. One should not attend any kirtan unless it is performed under the auspicious guidance of a pure devotee. This is my recommendation. Listen to good kirtan devotees. When you have tapes, which you hear, or CDs. Listen to kirtans which are not just musical entertainment, but which are giving nourishment to the heart, which is thirsty. This point is, I was very interested when I wrote, when I had my Latin studies. I was a student of the Latin language, and I know some Latin, errare humanum est. So, I think everyone knows that. Here I give you some Latin which you may not know. Domino sit in corde meo et in labis meis. Before the priest goes on the pulpit, is it called pulpit? It's in Deutsch die Kanzel. You know, this is an elevated stage from which he addresses the Sangha or the community, the congregation. He prays to God, and his prayer is, may the Lord be in my heart and on my lips. Because also in Christianity, you know, what is in your heart comes out of your lips. So it is nice, isn't it? I also do, when I speak, before I speak, I always pay my obeisances to Krishna. May you come out of this, out of my insignificant endeavors to speak about you. I think it's important for speakers and kirtan leaders especially to pray like this. May the Lord sit in my heart, or be in my heart and on my lips. No? There is an example in the Gaudiya tradition of one saintly person, Ramdas, who chanted all the time the name of Ram. Ram, 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 Ram. So, one of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's devotees, Tapan Mishra, as far as I remember, yes, Tapan Mishra, traveled with him to Puri, and somehow, you know, they had met on the way to Puri, and Tapan Mishra heard that the name of Ram never stopped coming from the lips of Ramdas. And he was naturally quite impressed. Wow. Ram, 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 Ram. And he went to Gauranga Mahaprabhu and said, I met this Ramdas Vipra. He always has Ram on his lips. He is a highly elevated devotee of Ram. But Gauranga Mahaprabhu didn't give attention to Ramdas Vipra, which was surprising for Tapan Mishra. And then he went to Mahaprabhu and said, you seem to be not as impressed as I am. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, you must understand what is in his heart. He's an impersonalist. He doesn't believe in Ram. Ram will not manifest. He only comes, Krishna comes only when Shraddha is there. But again, what I'm saying now is this is from Chaitanya Charitamrita. I would like to say that, stress that it's good to have good association, that kirtan leaders are seeing their sacred responsibility to be Krishna conscious. But I would also like to say that we should not be overly critical about the kirtan development, where sometimes not impersonalists may chant the holy name. There are quotations where it says, even someone who is on another path, even someone who enjoys the sense objects, even someone who tortures others and has neither jnana nor vairagya nor brahmacharya, even someone who has nothing of dharma, if he only once utters the name of Vishnu, he can reach the highest goal without difficulty, a goal which those who follow dharma cannot obtain. So the name is still powerful. It still does something. However, we as devotees should prefer to have to be in kirtans with devotees who are very Krishna conscious. That we should prefer. We should prefer this. There was a quotation from Padma Purana which I read to you. So my dear devotees, this morning I want you to listen to a Naam Kirtan of Srila Prabhupada, a kirtan which we spoke about. Is it ready? Wie bitte? Ein bisschen davor und dann kommt es dahin. Mhm. Hast du vielleicht sogar ein Bild von Prabhupada? Ich gebe dir ein Zeichen, wenn es losgeht, ja? What I request you to do is to make yourself comfortable, as much as it works on the floor. I would really like that you open your ears now. See, because often we are listening, but we don't hear really. Often we see, but we do not recognize. We go through life often in an unreflected way and do not really notice. So my request to you is, we will take the lights a little bit down and because we try to put a picture of Prabhupada on the screen and you can look at him. Can you extinguish the light? Yeah. Maybe then you stay and put it on again. And what we will do is we will listen now to a bhajan of Prabhupada. The bhajan, oh, thank you so much. Now it's very beautiful. The bhajan which is very close to Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Hari Haraye. And I would really like you to just listen. So we will not do a meditation now. We will do later a meditation. But my request is calm down with your thoughts and just be there. And then I will ask you what you have heard. You need to really, really, really put your mind on hearing. I have one little exercise which I would like you to do. I will produce a sound now, but you have to please close your eyes. You will hear now a sound, and your duty is to listen to it and then tell me what it is. It was... Please open your eyes again. Oops. Oops. What was it? Pouring of water. You know, when the water came, I hope no one would say you used. good. So you have listened. Let us listen and enter the devotional mood, absorb the mood of the song. Hare Krishna. May I have a quick show of hands? What did you hear in Prabhupada's bhajan? What were your feelings, or some impression, some thoughts? Yes.
Some longing.
Longing. That I also, you also felt like that. Yes, longing. Mm-hmm. Made you calm, you know. Yes. Vedanga was the beating of the heart, and then the calling from the heart was the voice, yes, from inside, yeah, very deeply. Mm-hmm. Yes, Vasudev.
Yeah, I also felt the essential desire came out. Deepest heartfelt desire.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we could. Yeah, wonderful, Vasudev has mentioned. You could see the very essential, deepest, heartfelt desire of Prabhupada seemed to come out. You could hear that. He was really, it seemed to be a personal exchange. He was not performing for an audience, but for Krishna. Yeah. Yes, Kuvalishaya.
In hearing all the tonality and the I was reminded of your story of drowning.
Yeah.
That it had that, rather than being drowning in a material context, but in a spiritual context, like the waves coming and going away, you feel like, oh, I'm safe, and then it down, and Mridanga driving it, and, and then till finally he's like, it's in his lungs, the...
How nice you express. There was a dynamic in there. Yeah, I could also see the dynamic. You know, he came to this point about Bhakta Sangha, the association of devotees, and there his voice broke. And then he again sang it. He repeated it. And then somehow, you know, it was really moving him, and he came to a peak, and then I also felt that afterwards, he felt so relieved, you know, something like that. It was the emotional dynamic was, you could hear it. It was not a flat song. It was certainly performed, as a very confidential offering. That is what we are looking for, or that is what can touch just us when we are speaking or singing from something which is deep inside, And then the secret comes out. See, the bhakti is hidden in the heart of the devotees. It says, you know, in this Thako Pratishta Shutayo Vibhinam Shloka, the truth of religious experience can only be found in the cave of the heart of the devotee, of the Mahatma. And when he sings or when he talks about Krishna, sometimes it comes out. And yeah. Anyone else? Yes, our guest house Mataji, yeah. You were listening into a very personal conversation. Yes, yes. Yes. Yes, Mayuri Saki.
I felt, I could feel this deep emotion.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He knew what he was singing, yes. Yes. We could talk more about it. I recommend you to do this. But I noticed also, because I heard it so often, and I have a slightly different perception than you. I want you to understand things as your facilitator. I see it as my responsibility, and I thought, why are the loudspeakers so bad? The midangas were too loud and the kartals were too loud. And why is the mixing not done better? I heard it, you know, with the eye of a servant of the spiritual master who wants him to shine gloriously in all aspects and so on. But I'm happy that no one of you criticized the... So on. My dear devotees, we will now go into a very practical atmosphere thing. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, of all the devotees, our guru is of primary importance. You know, when we speak of good association, we think of the guru. And therefore he writes in the 6th chapter of Harinam Chintamani text 32, don't think that the spiritual, think of the spiritual master as an ordinary mortal. No, the guru is Krishna's potency, Krishna's beloved, and our eternal master. He is his potency. Potency means Krishna Shakti comes through the guru. Yes? He's Mukunda Preshta, he's the beloved of Krishna. And he's our eternal Prabhu. This is how to think, and this is how to benefit from him. One who devotes himself to the Guru in this consciousness that he is Krishna Shakti, Krishna's beloved and our master, one who devotes himself to the Guru in this consciousness frees himself from the material predicament on the strength of this devotion. Now I realize that this is a touchy point in our international attempt for becoming Krishna conscious. I'm saying it like this because I know that we had to really think of the position of the spiritual master after we saw that not all those who acted in the role of guru have been able to fulfill our highest expectations in them, to put it mildly. So I recommend, if you can't really, you know, let me say it positively, because these CDs are listening, and I really want to be very, very clear. Go to the basis. The root cause of bhakti, the janma mula, the root from where it takes birth, is the association of advanced devotees. So, associate. If you want bhakti, you need association of an advanced devotee, and I recommend that I'm a disciple of Prabhupada, and of course my love is with Prabhupada. He is always there for you. When you have some difficult times with your spiritual master, or the connection is not so deep, it may be your mistake, it may be some other causes, go to Prabhupada, because you need bhakti. This is very important. And you can get Krishna Shakti through him only. Through a devotee only. Before worshipping Krishna, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, one must first worship the Guru. One offers the spiritual master Krishna's prasad. And Prabhupada said it like this. Sorry. Said it like this, that we offer the spiritual master something when we go on the altar, and he gives it to his spiritual master, and it goes to finally to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna. It's very important that we approach the divine couple through their servants. That's the idea. Right? Approach in the humble line. Only the humble path will lead you to God. And therefore we don't think we are directly the servants. We think we are the servants of the servants. Then in Kirtan also, or in your japa, this is about this subject only, you should first go to the guru before you worship Krishna with your chanting of the holy name. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur offers a meditation how we can worship. And I would like, because there are so many gurus at the disciples of so many gurus, and I don't know if we have Prabhupada disciples at the moment here, but we have them for sure on the internet, Haribo brothers. I recommend, let us do a puja to Srila Prabhupada. And if some of you wish to make a puja to their spiritual master, then do it to your spiritual master, obviously. But here he says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, one worships the spiritual master by offering him a seat, water for washing his feet, water to drink, a bath, cloths, and ornaments. Then, with the spiritual master's permission, one may begin worshipping the holy couple through the holy name. And when one has finished worshipping Radha and Krishna, or the deities, prasadam is given to the spiritual master first, then to the other Vaishnavas, and at that time in the culture, demigods and forefathers. I don't think we will do this because we are not trained in this. But this is the quotation. So I would like to do this meditation with you, because you will see that your chanting of the holy name in Kirtan will become empowered with the divine gift of Prema Dhana. If you go to the source of bhakti, that is the advanced devotees, and from all of these devotees, the guru is given a special place. So, I want to do this meditation one time with you. Many devotees invite their spiritual master in the kirtan performance. They have pictures of him there. They go to him. But this is now elaborate. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And I feel if we all do this in relationship to Srila Prabhupada, we will learn a new point for us, which will tremendously help that our Krishna Kirtan is performed with bhakti and not without bhakti. Because we will be, we can get the feeling of bhakti from our spiritual master. Now, I somehow feel that you are a little bit tired. Would you like to do a very soft exercise? Soft. Yes, good. Really, this time I will do very soft. Really, I promise.
Yeah, yeah, we know your soft exercise.
Gotta hurry, my microphone. So, we will again enter a meditative state. Please just look around for a while. Just perceive your environment. Maybe the nice pictures. Have you seen these amazing pictures with the great eyes? And kindly sit straight. Just bring your shoulders a little bit, roll them back, and place your hands open on your knees. Then your shoulders will be a little bit more aligned. Now take a deep exhale deeply. And breathe in deeply. You can immediately have a deep breath when you just exhale everything you have inside, and then from then on you will breathe very nicely. Just, it only needs this one time. Do you see how deep you can breathe when you exhale deeply? Because most of us have such a flat breath, and that's why we always fall asleep, because we have so little oxygen in our system. So when you're ready, close your eyes. What we aspire for is to relax the body totally, but sharpen our awareness almost like a knife which you sharpen. Focus on your breathing. It should be even without any force. Just observe how your breath is going in and out. How does it feel inside? Slowly breathe in and out. If any thoughts should appear, allow them to pass by. Don't cling to the thoughts. Don't become shocked by the thoughts. Just let them pass by. If there should be any feelings in your body, like tension and so on, just relax. It will also pass, either now or later. Picture yourself to be like a mountain. The thoughts, the feelings are like the clouds which pass. You're perfectly safe. You're in a community of learners, and you will soon go into a very devotional meditation. Think. I'm breathing in, and I know that I'm breathing in. Whenever you breathe in, be aware and watch your breath. Breathe out and think, I am breathing out and I know that I'm breathing out. Now, slowly, bring your attention to the space of the heart. It is there, inside the heart, where you are. Tell yourself, I am. How does it feel to just be? Let this now be the time where you let go of anything which is not you, thoughts, things on the do list, relationships to the world. For the moment, just concentrate on you. Now tell yourself, I am eternal. What does this mean? How does this feel? I am eternal. Now, go further. Often you have heard that the soul is a part of Krishna, like a spark is a part of the big fire. Tell to yourself, I am an eternal part of Krishna. What do you feel? We want to worship from this space, from our constitutional or spiritual position. Srila Prabhupada, Let us prepare for receiving him. Let us arrange a seat for him. He's coming. He's sitting on the seat which we have prepared in our heart. If you cannot see him, remember a picture you have seen of him. Maybe the picture which we have shown on the screen, or the Murti in the temple, or any picture, drawing, memory you have. Give water for washing his feet and a bowl so that the water can be contained. Take the crystal clean water and pour it over his feet. Give him water to drink. A glass and water inside. Water to drink. You have seen an Abhishek. Now give him water for an Abhishek. Pour it over him. You have brought Ganges water, Yamuna water, other holy water, good water. Then offer him new cloths and ornaments. And now ask him for the mercy to chant the holy names and worship the divine couple.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Rama. Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.
Louder, please. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hey, boo!
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Please raise your hands in the sky and sing with me. Hare Krishna. Thakur ends this meditation by saying, when one has finished worshipping the deities, prasadam is given to the spiritual master first, then to the other Vaishnavas. And he says, one should worship Krishna with the Guru's permission and should chant the Lord's names while remembering the Guru. please very briefly turn to your neighbor and talk about him, talk with him about the subject of today's retreat day, that is welcoming the gift of Krishna consciousness from the spiritual master and also from the association of devotees. What is, are your thoughts on this? What is your experience? Please, you're all still meditative, yes. Please find yourself a neighbor. Start now. It will be very brief. Hare Krishna, I thank you very much for participating in this morning session. I hope you will take the main point with you, that is the question or the answer to the question, where will I get bhakti? It's in the association of those who have bhakti. That is the purpose of this session called, to point this out is the purpose of this session. Good. I now request you to take your prasadam. We will again meet at 4 o'clock, like always, in the afternoon. It will be a wonderful session, really a very, very wonderful session about the Lord Chaitanya's kirtan. He will be our kirtan expert, and believe it or not, Krishna's kirtan, yes, and Radha's kirtan. You will hear something you cannot believe. So you please come at 4 o'clock. One thing before you all leave, I wanted to request the representatives of each of the four groups to briefly come here, because we want to see how to arrange exactly the evening. The evening will be a celebration. We will see dramas and interesting things. I don't know what, but I heard it will be Shakespeare will come. Hare Krishna. So please come now, that the representatives of all the four groups, and I think Shyamananda Prabhu, who is somehow very much present in all of this, please do briefly come. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, yes, they are enthusiastic, yeah.